The Art of Work, Section 5. So what do we gain from all the toil and anxious striving with which we labor under the sun? During the day, our work is so full of problems and pain that at night our minds cannot rest. How futile is that? I say the best for us is to eat and drink and enjoy our work. None of us can achieve anything better than accepting those gifts from the hand of God, and by doing so, we also receive wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. The fool, however, works to gather and store up wealth only to pass it on to those who honor God. Pursuing wealth is as futile as trying to catch the wind. When I first began memorizing Ecclesiastes so I could perform it on stage, I would often pause at those words that said fools would store up wealth and pass it on to those who honor God. I would say to myself, boy, I wish that were true, that somebody would store up wealth and pass it on to me. Does that actually work? I believe it does happen, but not in the way we think it should. We want someone to turn over their stored wealth to us in one large cash deposit, assuming, of course, that we are the wise person who honors God, and we're not the fool who is attempting to store up wealth. It's always odd how quickly we assume the role of the wise person in these proverbs instead of questioning if we might actually be the fool. In a culture that takes retirement savings and large bank accounts for granted, it is sometimes hard to get a clear perspective on money. These verses are talking about those who pursue the accumulation of wealth as a goal. Anyone who stores up wealth will also then need to employ people to handle their affairs or to do their work for them. And Kohelet will later state the same thought when he says that as goods increase, so do those who consume them. In that circumstance, a portion of the rich person's stored wealth will make it into the hands of someone who will take their day's pay home to feed their family, to enjoy their time with friends, to eat around the table and live in community with others. This is the person who honors God and who has embraced the concept of daily bread and living in the moment in relationship with others. In the hands of the fool who is only working to store up wealth, the money served no purpose at all, and the fool's work was a futile and complete waste of time. But when it was passed into the hands of a wise person, one who walked with God, that money became useful again as it was spent enjoying the good things of life. My name is Vance Neudorf, and these are my daily reflections on the book of Ecclesiastes. My website is artofwork.ca, and as I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, I do travel and perform the entire book of Ecclesiastes as a one-person show. You can find the booking information on my website. The Art of Work, bringing ancient wisdom to life. Thank you for listening.